Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1. And the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Boone reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone moves to third. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Boone scores. Maxwell scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to third for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. White moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White is called out on strikes. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. House moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane misplays the ball. That's an error on Keane. Vernon scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Lepsio goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4 Tigers. Duke Moss now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Keene reaches second base with a double. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to second to double up Bridewesser. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. There goes Jensen trying to get to third. Tuttle throws the ball into Boone, who tags Jensen for the out. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Duke Moss. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is hit by the pitch. Jim Small pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Small moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 4 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Small moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.